Blog Talk Radio.
Your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father,
for sending us together in unity once again around the spectrum. Father God, we're coming from the north, south, east, and west. We're coming, God, as pilgrims through this very land. Father God, I'm asking you to anoint these lips of clay to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the parts of this land. I'm asking your gracious Heavenly Father to grace me, your servant, with words of wisdom, words of encouragement to those that are hurting deep within the pity of their souls. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, righteous, marvelous name. And we all, as a combined Godhead, people of God, to say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And so our sermon on tonight, hallelujah, we're talking about a good neighbor. I want to ask you, do you have any good neighbors in your circle? I'm not talking about just your across the street neighbor, your next door neighbor, two or three houses down the road neighbor, but I'm just talking about someone that has the mindset of God. We're going to talk about two key scriptures here tonight, and one will be taken from Luke 10 and 36, and it reads like this. It says, which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves? We read that in the law of Luke 10 and 36. Our next key scripture will be coming from the law of Matthew 14 and 14. And it reads like this. When Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them. That scripture again can be found in the law of Matthew 14 and 14. Hallelujah. Now I know that there should be a lot of you out there in my podcast live listening audience on tonight that are familiar with a man, TV personality by the name of Fred Rogers. And we know that he was really a neighborly man. And his demise was back in February of 27, 2003. And it made the scores of newspapers they carried at the front page. And the headline included the word neighbor. And Mr. Rogers was the host of the long-running children's television show, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And we know him to be a well-known to millions of children and their parents as a kind, hallelujah, and gentle, warm person who genuinely believes that each person is special, deep, and solid, just the way they are. And we know that when we look at our neighbor with appreciative eyes, with gratitude for who that person truly is, hallelujah, then I feel that we are armed and armed with Christ Jesus, the advocate of eternal good, because Mr. Rogers recognized the value of each person. He believed in being a good neighbor to all. We know that when Jesus was asked, hallelujah, who is my neighbor? He told the parable of the Good Samaritan that's found in the law of Luke 10 and 29 through 35. And at the conclusion of this story, the Lord asked, which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves? The answer was he who showed mercy on him. That's found in verse 36 through 37. Who in our neighborhood needs a kind word? An arm of friendship. An act of encouragement today. Jesus called us to show love and compassion to others as we love God with all of our heart and our neighbor as ourselves. I'd like to ask you out there in our podcast listening audience on tonight, how many lives have you touched today? How many neighbors will pass your way? Can you bless so many and help as many as you can as you walk along life's highway as a Christ-like friend? We find out that your love for your neighbor is proof of your love of God. And we are to love our neighbors just as we would love ourselves. Because they are most equally important to us, to God. And God commands us to love your neighbor as yourself. So when you're loving on your neighbor, you're actually looking at an image of yourself. When you look in the mirror at yourself, you're looking at your identity. And you're not going to do anything harmful to bring harm, to bring injury to yourself. So you love yourself by taking care of yourself, by eating properly, and by going to sleep and getting the right amount of rest every night. You get up, you comb your hair. You make sure that it's combed. You put your clothes on, and you make sure that you look presentable as you go out amongst society. Well, that's the same way God wants us to treat our neighbor, with the same kind of love that we treat ourselves. No more and no less. Our neighbor is equally important. And we know that Ebony's angel cried today, trust God who is gracious and compassionate. With the hymn he writes, precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on. Let me stand. For I'm tired. I am weak. And I am worn. Through the storm. Through the night. Lead me on to the light. Take my hand. Precious Lord. And lead me home. Compassionate is being sympathetic and conscious of others' distress and earnestly desiring to alleviate it. Jesus had this kind of compassion on the multitude as he ministered to their physical as well as their spiritual needs. As God's messenger and member of the body of Christ, we must continue to demonstrate his compassion. The scriptures entrust us. If there be, therefore, any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any vows and mercy, fulfill ye my joy, that ye may be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. That is found in the law of Philippians 2:1-2. Now I am reminded that when we face with familiar suffering, we find out that the effect of crime, the effect of holiness, the effect of illness, the effect of loneliness, and I am sometimes at wit's end, but the Lord's compassion prevents. prevent me from losing hope. His encouragement enables me to encourage others who are struggling to survive. God is faithfully to keep vigil over us. Not a whimper or a sigh goes unnoticed by our God. We know that he supplies all our needs according to his riches in glory in Jesus Christ. And I would like to ask you that are out there in my podcast live audience on tonight, have you been that neighborly neighbor that God needs you to be? That good neighbor that God needs you to be? That compassionate neighbor that God calls on us to be? That neighbor that is long-suffering, the kind of neighbor that God talks about? The neighbor that says, well, if you don't have a friend, you got a friend now because I'm your friend. That neighbor that says, you might be in a lot of pain, but I will pray that God bring comfort unto your soul. The kind of neighbor that says, you're weeping, and I'm going to weep right along with you. I'm going to wipe the tears from your eyes, kind of good neighbor I'm talking about. I'm talking about that kind of neighbor that will talk to you in the midnight hour. After you finish talking with God and you got up off your knees and you still found out that you need another sound voice, that neighbor that calls you and tells you, I love you. That kind of neighbor that says that, hey, I will care you and get you something to eat, and if the bill is on me, you don't owe anything. I'm talking about that kind of good neighbor that says, if you need a lift, I will carry you where you need to go. Those are the kind of attributes, those are the kind of neighbors that Jesus is talking about. The kind of neighbor that will stick closer than a brother. A neighbor that sticks closer than a sister. A neighbor that sticks closer than a father. A neighbor that sticks closer than a mother. We're talking about a good neighbor on tonight and how important it is for us to be that good neighbor that one needs in their life. Because we all need someone in our life. No one liveth to him or herself, and no one dieth to him or herself. So that lets us know that we all are in need of someone. And so I would encourage you that if you have not been that good neighbor, I would encourage you to find you someone that you can be a good neighbor to, that you can share in the joy and laughter and the pain of being a good neighbor. God will bless you if you do. God said in his word that he blesses a cheerful giver. And so when you share something that belongs to you that's so precious, God said that we're priceless. And even sharing yourself what God has given unto us, that is so rewarding and so pleasing in the eyesight of God, our Creator. And so I would encourage you to start today by being that good neighbor. Hallelujah. You can be a good neighbor to someone on life's highway. There are many people that passes in your circle daily that's in need of a good neighbor. And you can be that good neighbor that God wants us to honestly be on a day-to-day basis. God wants us to be a good neighbor. God wants us to be a good friend. God wants us to have a good listening ear for the next person. God wants us to be that shoulder that someone can cry on. God wants us to be that person that say, hey, I got time enough to sit down and listen to your story. I know that you've had a lot of hurt in your life, but I'm here as that friend that want to listen to what you have to say. And when we do that, kinship and extended family member and supporters and constituents, you that are out there in the podcast live audience on tonight, God wants you and I to be that good neighbor. There's nothing wrong with being good, because we're showing the characteristic of Jesus Christ when we do that. You know, I get so much joy when I go to and for in my daily journey. I meet new people, new faces every day that I leave home and going on my journey. And it brings me so much joy and jubilation to say, how you doing? God bless you. You're beautiful. You know, because you never know what that person is going through or have been through. That needs just that word that you come across with will make their day. Encourage them to go on another day. They might have been contemplating suicide, contemplating doing something to themselves. But because you being the good neighbor come along, they have a new outlook on life. I would encourage you to be that good neighbor that Jesus wants us to be. Be that good neighbor in your daily walk with God. You will find out that it will do you good. Hallelujah. It will bring so much joy into your Christian life. And God will bless us when we can have the heart and the mindset of Christ, and we can be sympathetic and tender-hearted as Jesus was. You might can touch the knees that are surging around, and you can be filled with compassion of Christ. And God loves us with compassion every day. When God touched us with his kind finger of love, it's not our alarm clock that touched us and woke us up. It wasn't your stopwatch that woke you up this morning. It wasn't your cell phone that woke you up this morning. But it was Jesus being the good neighbor as he is. Touched us with the finger of love and said, rise, my daughter. Rise, my son. And sat up in you. And every day God showed that compassionate side of himself. Gracefully, when he blesses us. When we go down in prayer, we ask God to supply that need that we have. That we bring before his throne. We bring it and we sit it at the feet of Jesus. And we say, Lord, I would ask you, if you will, to honor this prayer petition that I lay at your feet. And then you go on about your way, not really thinking of what you put before the Father's feet. Later on, down the line, by and by, God come back and he honors your prayer petition. God is showing that good neighbor side of him. because we know that God is good all the time. Even through our bad times, God is good. God is gracious. And God said that I will be with you. I will never leave you. I will be with you until the end of the earth. That's the kind of neighbor that Jesus Christ is. He's a neighbor to the very end. From the beginning to the very end. Hallelujah. So I would just encourage you to go out and be that replica of a good neighbor on tonight. Hallelujah. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and impact your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions you want Old Ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you are encouraged to send your correspondence to God's House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Make your correspondence attention to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. Until we meet again, I encourage you to be that good neighbor. Go in God and allow God to go in you. Till we meet again. Bye. Bye.